I think one of the key issues in terms of meeting the demand for houses in Sligo and Donegal in the northwest is the lack of finance available to Sligo County Council and to, indeed to the voluntary housing groups who need finance. So the housing report has been focusing on the lenders. Who lends the money? And in Europe, it's the European Investment Bank. Now, the European Investment Bank rates could be as high as 9% at the moment in terms of borrowing money. So what our report is suggesting is that these rates must come down. We're suggesting that they could be brought down as low as 3% in some circumstances. And if you look at that in detail, what it would mean would be a significant boost for the County Council trying to avail of the funding. At 9%, they'd be paying €50,000 a year in interest, whereas at 3%, it could be as low as €13,500. And that, to me, would be a crucial difference.
Of course, yeah. And we've obviously looked at housing as a local and a national issue, but is it turning out to be an issue all across Europe?
Housing is a huge project right across Europe. It's a major issue in Germany. It's a major issue in France. And you know what? They have the same issues as we have. Planning is a problem. The lack of finance at local level is a problem. And critically, a special approach to first-time buyers is needed here. And that's what I'm working for in the Parliament, with new initiatives on not just on VAT, but on capital gains as well, whereby we're trying to bring down the price of an affordable house.
This report and the draft coming up for the European Parliament, when exactly will this take effect for average people like the first-time buyers you're talking about?
So there are three things going on at the moment with regard to housing. We're going to see an Irish government plan on housing within the next 5 to 6 weeks. We're going to see it joined by a European Commissioner's report. Danny Jorgensen, the Commissioner, has promised an action plan before Christmas. Some of our proposals will undoubtedly feature in the Commissioner's plan. And then final report from the European Parliament Committee will come in February next year. I'm putting in amendments at the moment, amendments that will offer young people in Sligo an opportunity to bring down the price of a house. In other words, if they go into the derelict housing scheme, I'm suggesting that not only should they get 50 to 75,000 euro for renovating a derelict house, they should get 100,000 if that house is going to be used by someone from the waiting list or somebody who is a first-time buyer. Those are critical amendments. They'll come in and be published in the report after Christmas. It's probably closer to February. But in the intervening period, as I say, I'm optimistic that the Housing Commissioner will adapt some of our proposals and include them in his action plan, which will go out to the Irish government in a matter of weeks.